Thank you. Good day, friends. It is again our great joy to come to you. And I must say to you today that I enjoy talking to you day after day. When one thinks of the marvelous sufficiency of Christ and the wonderful Savior we have, it's really not a chore to do this, and I'm so delighted to have the honor and the privilege to expound something of the wonderful truth that is in the Word of God. And I'm sure that many of you Christians are praying for us in this means of communicating the Word of God to others. I've been greatly encouraged by some of your letters. And I'm glad, too, to know of others who have come to know the Savior by means of the broadcast. And this delights our heart, to know that the Lord is confirming the Word to a great many hearts. And we're dealing these days with the book of Galatians, dealing with the sufficiency of Christ for His people. And in chapters 5 and 6, we find that sanctification is by the Spirit of God. It's not by keeping the law of Moses. In fact, you can't live for God and also be under the law of Moses, because the law never gives you any strength or power to fulfill. The law never forgives. Did you hear me? The law never forgives. The law is an exact thing. Cursed is everyone who continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. And he that breaketh the law in one point is guilty of all. That's what the Scriptures declare. Now we're dealing here with the fruit of the Spirit in verses 22 and 23 of chapter 5. And I would like again, with your permission, to read those two verses again. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. He has been dealing in verse 16 with walking in the Spirit. Now I have made this statement, and I make it again today, that the evidence of one walking in the Spirit is the fruit of the Spirit. That a Spirit-filled life and one walking in the Spirit is not evident by the gifts of the Spirit or even by our service. Now, I'm not opposed to these, remember that. But these are no signs of spirituality. One can be very active in the service of the Lord and not be spiritual. In fact, I'm afraid that so much of it is done in the energy of the flesh. But the grace of God which saves us also makes provision for us to live godly in Christ Jesus. And here we have the fruit of the Spirit. And these are supernatural things. And against this there is no law. Bless your heart, there's no need for any law. If you walk in the Spirit, there's no need for laws. The Spirit of God will control your life. And that control will be such that the Lord Jesus Christ in His wonderful character will be evident through you. In fact, your life will be filled with the sweetness of the aroma of the Son of God Himself. My, what an experience is for you and for me if we would just yield ourselves to the Spirit of God who will do the work. And we found the first three had to do with our heart condition. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. These are things of the heart. And if my heart's right with God, I'll be right with my fellow man. I'll manifest love to the people of God. Be joy in spite of all circumstances. We'll enjoy the things of Christ, and there'll be lack of concern and trouble with respect to the things around us. We'll manifest that joy. Joyful in doing things for God, and full of joy in doing things for others instead of self. And then that third one, that wonderful peace that passeth the understanding of men. The fruit of the Spirit is peace, free from strain. Wonderful thing. And then we found out in our last lesson, the fruit of the Spirit is long-suffering. I'm very much tempted, shall I say, to say some more about this. I don't know. The fruit of the Spirit is long-suffering. We're so prone to blow up and lose our tempers and get irritable. We pat ourselves on the back and we say, well, I am long-suffering, but there's a limit to everything, you know. Yes, yes, but love suffereth long and is still kind, to be still kind. Even though everything seems to the contrary, to be still kind. Oh, what an honor this is to the Savior. How it pleases the heart of the Lord when His people suffer long and are still kind. Still kind. You know, in the early church, when they were persecuted, they blessed their tormentors. They prayed for those who cursed them. They went out into eternity singing the glories of Jesus while they were being torn to pieces by wild beasts. You say, well, I could do that. Yes, possibly you could. The Lord would give you grace for it. I know that. But what about these little things every day long, all day long? Things that just seem to upset you all the time. And you just kind of can hardly put up with them. You wonder how much more and how much longer you can stand it. This idea of being long-suffering and still be kind. Ah, my friend, why don't you just trust the Spirit of God to do it? You can do it. I can't do it. I know that very, very well. Easy to blow up. Easy to lose control of yourself and manifest temper. Ah, listen, the Spirit of God, when He controls us, we're still kind, still loving, and still joyful. And then I read, the fruit of the Spirit is gentleness. Don't you think that there's a room for this? Some people think that when a person is gentle, when a man is gentle, he's weak. Oh, no, it takes a strong man to be gentle. Gentle under all circumstances. The fruit of the Spirit is gentleness. And you know what we need today? A few more gentlemen and a few more gentle ladies. Real, real gentlemen. Real, real gentlemen. Courteous, kind, loving, tender, compassionate. See, the fruit of the Spirit is gentleness. Paul could say to the Corinthian church, I charge you by, I speak to you by the, exhort you by the gentleness and meekness of Christ. And then the third one here in this triad is goodness. The fruit of the Spirit is goodness. Should I change the word? Godliness. Of course, if you and I are walking in the Spirit, there will be manifest godliness. That's what it says here, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, or if you please, godliness. You know, it's a rare thing in the Bible to hear how the Spirit of God talk about somebody being good. You remember, this is said of this man Barnabas. For Barnabas was a good man and full of the Spirit of God. He went down to Antioch, and this man was so good and so filled with the Spirit that a great many turned to the Lord, and He encouraged the believers in the things of Christ. Don't you think we need some Christians today just like this? The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness. And then the last two, meekness and self-control. Here two rare, rare fruit. The fruit of the Spirit is meekness. M-E-E-K-N-E-S-S, meekness. Not weakness, but meekness. Do you remember that Jesus said one day, learn of Me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. Do you know that the Lord Jesus never said anything to His disciples just like this when He said, learn of Me? Do you know of any time in the history of our Savior in Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John where He said to the disciples, I want you to learn something of Me? Except this one in Matthew 11:28. Learn of Me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest to your souls. Where do you find meekness? At His feet. In John chapter 13, verse 15, Jesus said, I have given you an example that what I have done you should do. What was it? Meekness. He took a towel and girded Himself and washed the disciples' feet. And then in 1 Peter chapter 2, He left us an example that we should follow in his steps, who when he was reviled, he reviled not again, but left all things to him who judgeth righteously. He gave us an example, meekness. He left us an example, meekness. And once he said, learn of me, for I am meek. Do you know, meekness is a supernatural thing. I've oftentimes said, you never find any young people who are meek. It's a rare thing. This comes from a life of walking with God, meekness. We're so prone to boost ourselves and cater to the flesh and cater to people and cater to the world. Meekness. What a rare, rare fruit this is. And the fruit of the Spirit is meekness. You know, two of the greatest men I ever knew in business, two fine Christians, were two of the meekest men. In fact, I rarely find a preacher that even measures up to these two businessmen. They were meek. They were great men. They were great men. They were successful in their business. They had a great many employees, but I was amazed. Instead of being proud of their position and proud of their success, I found them to be very, very meek men. But I found them also to be, both of them, were men of the book, men of the Word of God. Learn of me, said Jesus, for I am meek. Oh, my friend, today, remember the exhortation, walk in the Spirit. Walk by means of the Spirit. Let him live out his life in and through you and through me. And this is the life that pleases God. This is the life of joy. This is the life of peace. This is the life of real satisfaction. And I would urge upon you to put yourself in the hands of the Lord and let him work out his wonderful life in and through you, this supernatural life. And the Lord bless you today for his name's sake.